Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. We start with cybersecurity. On May 19th, OMB issued a memorandum that provides implementing guidance concerning Section 1 of Executive Order 13800, strengthening the cybersecurity of federal networks and critical infrastructure, which the White House released on May 11th. The EO focuses on several things. Number one, enhancing and harmonizing federal network protection. Two, redoubling protection of U.S. critical infrastructure. And three, improving overall U.S. cybersecurity. The executive order mandates that agencies use the National Institute of Standards and Technology cybersecurity framework to manage cyber risk. And it requires DHS to engage with owners and operators of the nation's critical infrastructure to better assess and support cybersecurity. We recommend both the EO and the memo to anyone who follows federal cyber trends.
Moving on to GAO, the Government Accountability Office released a report to the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, which examined the extent to which certain federal agencies developed independent government cost estimates, or IGCEs, for service contracts, and whether IGCEs were helpful in the acquisition planning process. GAO found that the IGCEs could be more useful with better training, guidance and data sources, and asking contracting staff to document the differences between award and IGCE prices. The Section 809 panel also issued its interim report focused on streamlining and codifying acquisition regulations. The interim report concluded that the rules and regs for defense acquisitions have not kept pace with the changing demands faced by the military and the speed at which those demands change. We should expect more in the way of cost-benefit analyses of the applicable rules in the future. This is a step recommended by the panel. And the panel also recommended that the FAR be amended to emphasize the goal of the acquisition process is to support the agency's mission and that promoting public policy objectives is a secondary concern. Now, as an aside, it's interesting to note that while the panel reviews the FAR, a separate and outside the FAR streamlined acquisition framework is developing using other transaction authority to support, for example, rapid acquisition. A notable example of this is the DIUX, or Silicon Valley Outreach Program, that DOD has going on. It'll be interesting to see whether parallel acquisition paths develop in the future to meet varying needs of federal agencies, or if over time these dual-track options are harmonized and aligned into a single, revised, and updated acquisition structure. You know, we can always dream, right? Back to you, Peter.
And for those who follow cost accounting decisions at ASBCA, we recommend a recent decision in the Raytheon case. It's case number 57743, which covers penalties for certain unallowable costs. We're also going to be watching very closely the Defense Acquisition Streamlining and Transparency Act submitted in the House by the Armed Services Committee Chair, Mac Thornberry. Notable aspects include the ability for DOD to use e-commerce, such as online marketplaces, to buy COTS items.
This has been The Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, as always, about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and I can be reached at 202-624-2627.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.